Okay, so what we're trying to understand is the nature of Lechem Oni. We've articulated schematically four different possibilities through the Gemara and the Rishonim. Could be a din and achila, as Rashi implies, like the achilas haPesach veHamatzah. That's how it's mazkir siyum teischa, and then by implication, how it's mazkir the inui of Mitzrayim. Alternatively, it could be din the chefsa shel matzah. That's the way the Malbim, who is very sensitive and conscious of the fact that Lechem Oni is tucked away at the last time the Torah ever discusses matzah. In Parashas Re'eh, only one of 13 occasions, tries to make the point very clear that it's not really a controlling factor in matzah at all. It doesn't indicate that it has to be past kibar, but excludes certain methods of preparation. It's a relatively minor motif, but it's a din l'chatza as a second possibility. We have Lechem Oni as it relates to the Shita of Shmuel, din tzipor yitzias mitzrayim, lechem shonim alav dvarim harbeh, Halo v'hagada. And then we have, by virtue of the Shita of Rabbi Yossi Aglili and the Gemara Pesachim and Lamed Vav, before we come to Shmuel, Medina the Gavra. Question of the viability of Meiser Sheni for purposes of Matzah, Machokis Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Rabbi Kiva, Matzos, Matzos, Sereba, Halach Rabbi Kiva Mechavero, but the Shita of Rabbi Yossi Aglili posits a kind of a conflict at the level of Gavra. Ben Zion, you pointed that out yesterday, that matzah has to be something which is at least susceptible to aninus, lechem oni karinan bay. Yotzim ayser sheni, sheno nechal baninus, and we built the halachos of kachim off of that kalvachomer, lo achalti ve'oni mimenu. So four different possibilities. Of course, subscribing to Shita Rabbi Akiva will commit us to at least two of them. And again, as I cautioned yesterday, we do have to be sensitive to the possibility of drashos chalukos. It can be true that not all of these are sustainable at the same time. But Rabbi Kiva will commit us to at least two definitions of lechem oni. One, lechem shonim loves ram harbeh, the sibri tiyas mitzrayim. And also the chavtza shel matzah, prat le matzah ashira, yayin, shemen, and vash. Okay, so those are the four different interpretations of Lechem Oni that we've seen so far. Second point, and we started with this, in terms of Mikra, lo socha lo chamech shevas yamim tocha lo matzos Lechem Oni, ki v'chipazon yatzasa meretz mitzrayim, l'man tizkor as yom tizkha meretzayim kol yimei chayecha. A difficulty in the pasuk, Lechem Oni ki v'chipazon yatzasa meretz mitzrayim. So Rashi, without resolving the difficulty, points out that there are two dimensions to matzah. There's a dialectical quality to it, unlike the maror, presumably in the Karban Pesach. The Netziv really minimizes the role of Lechem Oni. So this is Bizman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayim is the only time when there is a Chalos Shein Lechem Oni, because it's without the Karban Pesach. So before, the Malbim also constricts it, but not temporally. It's not a question of Zman. It's not a question of Zman Shavei Samikdash Kayim or not, but just a question of certain restrictions in the Chefza. The Svarno tackles the issue head on, and the Svarno says, Shemi, just remind us, the Chipazon.
Is that in a Mitzrayim, or we worked so hard we didn't have enough time to let the dough rise, which is a sign of aninus. But whenever we think about it, it immediately reminds us of the Geula, where we didn't have time to let the bread rise because Hashem was bringing us out of Mitzrayim so quickly.
Exactly. So the Nogzim Atzim Leimor, Kaluma Seichar Dvar Yom Biomo, Kasher Bios HaTeven, turns into the Chipazon of Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's what I like to call like a chefta shel maschil mignos and misayim b'shvach, that you can't have the matzah without b'chad d'machta thinking about both of these. Okay, so we left off with the Gemara in Arvei Pesachim. We have to take a look at that, which reiterates Shita Shmuel, and then offers a number of different possibilities as well, broadening the spectrum, conceptually speaking, broadening the spectrum of what lechem oni can and might mean. Okay, so Berenholtz, you're on today. It's interesting nuance. I don't plan on developing the idea, but it's a makom for you guys to be misgader. Lechem shonim lav dvarim. Lechem shonim lav dvarim harbe. Just one second. So that what association did you have with that? What was your immediate reaction to that? Yeah, I agree. That's my instinctive association as well, right? Minimally, there are certain things that have to be said over it. And also the possibility of lechem shonim lav dvarim harbe. In addition, and again, I'm going to make good on my word. It's a makom for you guys to be misguided there, but I thought about the idea of the lechem oni itself, right? Lechem shonim lav dvarim harbe. That even that very expression lechem oni, we've now seen at least four different conceptual possibilities. Zedin the Gavr, Zedin the Chafza, Zedin the Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, Zedin the Achilas HaMatzah. So many different possibilities as to what Lechem Oni itself might convey. Lechem She'onin Malav Dvarim Harbe. The phrase itself is Nitan Lechama V'chama Panim. Okay, Dvar Acher.
Dvar Acher,
Lechem
Oni, Oni Ketiv. Ma'ani Shadarko Bifrusa, Afkan Bifrusa. Dvar Acher, Mardarko Shal Ani Lumasik Vishdova, Afkanan Ilumasik Vishdova.
Okay, so now we have the introduction of two new views that are going to be very important, obviously, for our line of inquiry, the Yachatz. So, know what are they, and then conceptualize them along the spectrum.
Yeah, I think the first one is that a poor person eats like a broken piece of bread.
Right. What we call Yachatz, right?
And I think the second one is that poor person, like the husband, like I think Masik means like he's lighting the fire. And his wife is cooking it.
Right, and then it's immediately, right? Everybody's sort of huddled around this little earthenware tanur or kira, as the case may be, and they don't want to lose the fuel because they're so poor. You know, God forbid the fire should go out. Who knows if they're going to be able to relight it? It's kind of a despairing depiction over here. So, humasik v'ishto ofa afkanami, humasik v'ishto ofa. Okay? And again, it doesn't sound like the concern is the chashash chametz, right? It sounds like the concern is, you know, it's a monetary concern that they're not going to be able to complete the afiyas hamatzah. So according to these two additional views in the Gemara, let's just conceptualize them. Is it din achilas hamatzah? Is it din tzipur yitzias b'zayim? Is it din chafetz hamatzah? What is it?
Yeah, I think the first one is the din of the achilas hamatzah.
That's correct. Darko shel ani b'prusa. That's the way an ani eats. Why does an ani eat that way?
Like he can't afford the whole loaf
of it. Or
he doesn't want to like eat the whole thing.
Yeah, he doesn't know where his next meal is coming from. So it's called, you know, saving for later. Person who has a pantry, a refrigerator, that doesn't think in these terms because it doesn't need to think in these terms. People who, you know, are living from meal to meal, right, are gonna think very, very carefully about how they manage their food intake. Okay, so that's a din in achilas hamatzah, quite obviously, right? And secondly, what about the madar koshalani humasik v'ishto opa? Yeah, that probably is a new category. I mean, broadly speaking, it's related to the chafetza shel matzah, the production of that chafetza. But in a different way, you might call it 1A and 1B in terms of the prat l'matzah ashira. So it's a way of getting at the hachana of the matzah. The production of that chafetza is done in a particular way that reflects the kind of dire circumstances of people who would be enslaved. Okay. So now we see the sheet of the tour and the famous Das Yochid of the Rambam with respect to Darko Shel Ani B'Prusa. Okay, so Noam, go ahead.
Okay.
In the olden days, when they used to have the smaller tables, they used to do an outright akiras ha-shulchan. So we have larger tables, so that would be too much of a tircha. We don't want people carrying large pieces of furniture. So symbolically, remove the ka'ara, does the same job. The whole point is la'atmiya satinokos anyway. Okay, so just summarize and distill the tourist position here. Okay, if there's middle, then there are how many by definition?
Three.
Right. Torah never says how many matzos you're supposed to have. So that too is part of the Machlokes Rishonim. But there's all different kinds of reasons that are given for this, as we know. But there are three matzos. And what is a tour? A tour is trying to, you know, have his matzah needed too. So what's he trying to say? Well, but you always have Lecha Mishnah because...
Oh, yeah, you have 2.5 months.
Correct. You have the insurance policy. That's critical. Right. Don't retroject the Rambam onto the tour here. Right? So, you have the three matzahs, right? And there could be many different explanations for that, but you alluded to one of them just now, because we want to preserve the integrity of Lecha Mishnah, even as we're trying to make room for Levi what? We want to be able to have Lecha Mishnah as well as Ilan? Right, Lecha Moni. Right, they don't have to come at the expense of each other. So that's the simplest interpretation. Is before we get to the Kolbo, cited by the Beis Yosef, right? If you want to have, it's like to say, your matzah needed too, you want to have it both ways, you want to have Lecha Mishnah and Lecha Moni. So this is the way to do it. And Noam, to that point, I thought you were on target there in terms of the tour's presentation, because the tour, right, wants the prusa, but he makes a very concerted effort to demonstrate that what's the ikar here?
The top one.
Exactly. The shalem. That's why, where do you put the prusa?
In the
middle, so that you're not pogeo but chila. Why is he concerned about being pogea in the paras tchila? That might compel you to shimmy. What's the sensitivity of the tour here? If the paras is on top of the shalem, what's he alluding to? It's a challenge in terms of. Go ahead, Ben Zion. Exactly, mavirin al mitzvos. In terms of the brachos, you don't want. That's correct. That's exactly right. So you don't want to be pogeya in the paros tchila. So you want to have the paros there. But you want to be able to privilege the shalem relative to the paros. That's exactly what he's saying. Right? Yasim ben beiz hashlemos, kidei sheyifka b'shlema tchila, kisheyavo levarech berchas hamotzi, shemimeno yesh lo litzoa. Right, so the shlema is still ikar relative to the prusa for the tour. There is the din of yachatz, and yachatz is being timed specifically for when? Shimi?
Right before Magid.
So there are two very strong and compelling indications that the tour's perspective on Lecha Moni was one. The Lecha Moni was really necessary for Sipor Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's correct, Ben Zion. So the first indication is the timing of Yachatz itself. It's being done so that you can be, you know, misaper in the presence of the paros. That point is buttressed by the fact that the tourist seems all, you know, in knots about which issue. He's already trying to make it clear that when it comes not to the din of Sipor, but the din of Achilas Hamatzah, that the paros isn't going to get in the way too much, right? So you see how the tour is being very calibrated about balancing the needs of Lechem Oni and Lechem Mishnah. He says, look, we want Lechem Oni for purposes, you're absolutely right, of Lechem Shoni Melad Varem Harbe, hence we're going to do this prior to Magid, but we're going to be extremely careful about the placement of the matzah, because we really want to preserve some sense of normalcy here in terms of where we are botseya, and for that we want not a parus, but we want a shalim, we want a kikar shalim, and we also have the Lechem Mishnah, as no one pointed out, by virtue of the presence of three different matzahs. Okay, so the Kolbo, right, addresses this at the level of minhag. The Torah just talks about matzahs. The Torah doesn't say how many and in what, you know, choreography and what's broken. You know, the Gemara has this bevy of views. It's not really clear, which we have, you know, many different possibilities, right, probably four or five different conceptual possibilities as to what Lechem Oni means. So the Beis Yosef quotes the Kolbo trying to explain, you know, where the tourist presentation is coming from. Okay, so Noam, go ahead. Kosova Kolbo. Oh, okay. So we're taking the Gemara in Arvei Pesachim. Darko shel ani b'prusa, afkan b'prusa. And it's clearly a din in the Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. Kedei sheyomar aleha halach ma'anya. It's to satisfy the needs of lechem she'onim alav dvarim harbe. Okay, v'yeshomrim. Okay. Also, by the way, you know, clearly in Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, satisfying a different need. V'gad to levincha, right? And we have to make different shinuyim. Latmi asatinokos kedei sheyishalu. Okay, right. So, what's the other explanation?
It's like a safeguard in case we could eat the matzah.
Well, right. So that, you know, we're concerned about people getting a little, let's say, antsy during Magid, right, and consuming all of their matzah. Okay. So different possibilities as to why we're doing yachatz when we're doing it, but the prevailing view here is for the sake of Magid itself, exactly the way that we tried to explain it. Ben Sion, you were right on target. And then came the Rambam. Well, this is a very important line for the Rambam, because the Rambam is uniquely of the view that Urchatz, right, we do with the bracha, tibulo b'mashke, even if we don't generally have that hakpada. Right, it's din kachim and taros, so le'la seder, the korban pesach. Okay, so this has to do with a very long story that some of us talked about, you know, in the Rambam Chaburah and the Bikias, but we're not going to get into so much for now. But this is the Rambam's understanding of Hillel. The Rambam and Rabbeinu Chananel had this, you know, really fascinating view that Hillel never put the Korban Pesach together with matzah and maror. Al matzah simror miyuchlu means, right, in addition to the matzah and the maror, which are eaten together, matzos umirorim are together. So that's, you know, the Rambam's preference. You can do it separately because, you know, chalukin, you know, hayu chaverov shel Hillel olav, but really you should do them together. The way that Hillel did it, the Ravid is, you know, masig on this. I'm just giving you the background. He says, you know, Kehillel, Abalodiek, Loal Zahaseder. The Ravid was bothered by the fact that he didn't pick up on the fact that the Rambam really thought that Hillel didn't include the Korban Pesach in the so-called Hillel sandwich. There was no such thing, according to the Rambam. Again, our focus is really here on the first half of the Rambam. So the Rambam, right, like the Bali Atosvos, integrated the din of Madarko Shalani Bapusa, but in a completely different way. So Yachatz takes place when? Shita Sarambam Levi?
Right,
only right. It has nothing to do with Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim is done in the presence of Lechem Mishnah. There are only two matzahs. You think you're setting up a normal Shabbos or Yontif meal. So Lechem Oni has absolutely nothing to do with Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. Lechem Oni, Lishitas HaRambam, Ben Zion is what? Is a din in... Darko Shalani Beprusa is a din in? Achilas HaMatzah. Hence, the Rambam is compelled to ask the question, you know, last time I checked, I thought it was Yantif. I thought there's a din of Lechem Mishnah. So the Rambam says, yeah, but Lechem Oni is Docha Lechem Mishnah as far as Achilas HaMatzah is concerned. The Rambam never committed to anything in terms of the Chavtza Shel Matzah, not yet anyway. He never committed to anything in terms of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, in terms of Lechem Oni. I'm going to make an argument that Dafka, he didn't. When we get to the, you know, what I like to call the Din Prati approach. But the Rambam's timing of Yachatz alone is a strong indication that Lechem Oni has absolutely nothing to do with Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Darko Shalani Beprusa is a Din in the Achilas HaMatzah. Rav Rosenzweig once made the following hayara. There's a certain ambiguity in the Rambam. What's absolutely clear, is that the Rambam feels that Lechem Oni is such a significant theme, right, contra the Malbim or the Netziv, if I could say such a thing, right? The Rambam thinks that Lechem Oni is such a dominant theme that it overwhelms the need for Lechem Mishnah. That's clear. The Rambam himself poses that issue, and he says, yeah, you know, generally speaking, we would have Lechem Mishnah, but here there's a Din D'Oraisa, Lechem Oni, Darko Shalani Beprusa, Afkan Beprusa. I don't understand that to be a Din in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. I understand that to be a Din in Mitzvah Sa'achilas Matzah. But there is one ambiguous point here. And actually, it's interesting, because the Baal HaTosfos was right about it at length, which is beyond our scope for now, but what's the one ambiguous point, leave, in terms of the Rambam's presentation? The Rambam, we understand very well, right? You had two Shleimos, and you're left with one Shleima and one Prusa. But there's one question that is actually undefined for the Rambam. Labriut. Leave, and what is that point? What's the one thing that the Rambam doesn't exactly spell out? Unlike the Tur, who gave you, you know, basically, you know, foolproof instructions for what to do. And he was very makbid about it, right? Kedei sheyivka bo tchila. We're very concerned about the bracha. It has to be on the shleima. There's one point that's not so clear in the Rambam. Shimi?
Which matzah are you making bracha?
That's correct. That's exactly right. Because the Rambam just says, after you make the Hamotzi Lechem min Haaretz, with the Paros Besoch Shalem. And he says, V'achar kach korech matzah umarur ka'achas, umetabel b'charoses, umevorech, barachat Hashem kenu melchom, shikichon tzavetzivanu, al achilas, matzos umarurim, ve'ochlan. So in terms of the Birchas HaMitzvah, the Rambam doesn't specify. It was like thought that it was deliberately ambiguous, that it wasn't so important from the Rambam's point of view, whether it happened to be the Paros or the Shalim, otherwise the Rambam really would have specified it. Once you make this gesture of actually splitting the matzah right before the Achila, you've accomplished your Darko Shalani Beprusa, and at that point there's the Kiyum of Lechem Oni, and you go on from there. Alternatively, another perspective would be to suggest that the Rambam thought it was, at this point, completely obvious that Ma Darko Shalani Beprusa is a din in the Achilas HaMatzah, so of course that's the matzah that you're going to go for. To be korich it with the maror, right, why would you make the Hamotzi on one and the Birchas HaMitzvah on the other? So, again, it's very hard. It's somewhat speculative. I don't think anybody can exactly pin down this issue. It just says, "Acher kach korich matzo maror ka'acha, sumetal b'charosa, sumibarech." But be that as it may, those are two different perspectives about the one ambiguous point that's left in the Rambam. So, in any event, we have this fundamental machlokes rishonim between the Torah and the Rambam regarding the timing of Yachatz, which is really just a proxy for a fundamental machlokes that they have regarding the din of Lachamoni.
Proxy war.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So, the again, let's just review. The Torah holds that Lachamoni and Levi is a din in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Hence, Darko Shalani Beprusa expresses itself prior to Magid. And the Torah's, right, very, you know, comprehensive, like I say, almost foolproof instructions about how, you know, we're not going to be pogeya with the paros, b'shas achilas hamatza, we'll, you know, make sure that the shalem is the dominant one at that time, versus the Rambam, who clearly understood that lechemoni was not a din in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, but was a din in achilas hamatza, darko, shel ani b'prusa. Now, what about lechem she'onin alav dvarim harbe? Does the Rambam even have that din? There's major discussion of that issue amongst the Achronim. I'll try to take a certain position on that question. But the Rambam is clearly indicating his understanding that the kiyum of lechem oni is a din in achilas hamatzah, and there the Rambam and the Torah have manifestly parted ways. I'd like to try to contextualize this Rambam within, you know, the Rambam's perspective about the role of matzah and Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim to highlight just how vast the chasm is between the perspective of the Torah and that of the Rambam. Levi, why don't you take over? Okay, so it's only at this point, and this is why I think Ilan was shaking his head just a second ago, when we said, does the Rambam have the din of Lechem Shonim Alav Zvarim Harbe? Right, Ilan, that's what you were alluding to, that you're only machzir the Shulchan, you only bring the matzah back for the matzah zeh. That's what you were indicating? Yeah, so again, you know, that's the Rav sometimes formulated it one way, sometimes the other way. He went back and forth on that nekuda. Okay, but go ahead, Levi. Machzer ha-shulchan.
Machzer ha-shulchan ha-fana ha-omner. Pesach zeh ha-shanu o-chon ha-shem she-posach ha-malkom ha-bot ha-bosim ha-bifayim she-nemar ha-amartem zevach pesach ha-shem. Magbi'a ha-mor b'yodo ha-omner. Mor zeh ha-shanu o-chon ha-shem she-meiburu ha-mitzriyim es-chayi ha-bosim ha-bifayim she-nemar ha-mayimoru es-chayi ha-t. Magbi'a ha-matzo b'yodo ha-omner. Matzo zo, she'anu ochlin, al shem shalugasvik, but segum shall sing in the hachmits, archenigla, aliam, because baruch u golom miyah! Shinamar, by a fool of Esabotzega, she would see umi shine. Bukhule. Umasman azea, omer pesa, shahi, I was him ochlin, so I'm his amitash kayam, al shem shaposa, because baruch, but they will sing in Bukhule.
Okay, so go ahead. The associations with the three elements. Oh no! Just a summary. So, what are associations with the three elements?
So the association starts with Pesach, which is that Pesach abatei avoseinu, very simple. Then he goes on to Maror, which is Maror Chayim, which is the Vod Akasha, and then Matzah, which is the Geula, the speediness of the Geula, the Kibazon.
Okay, so in Perek Ches of Hilchos Chametz Matzah, the role that Matzah plays in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, does it appear to have anything to do with Lechemoni?
Nope.
Quite to the contrary.
However, he is also focusing on that same idea in that pasuk, the same the pasuk of Lechemoni that is focusing on the idea of the Chipazon.
I mean, he actually quotes from Sefer Shmos here, but I would agree that he's clearly reflecting the idea, you know, of that pasuk in Re'eh, but I think that just strengthens the point, Levi, right? Because he's dafka not quoting Lechem Oni.
Right.
He's only quoting the Ki V'Chipazon Yatzasa Me'eretz Mitzrayim. It's the idea of Geula. So if Matzah is playing a role in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, the role that it's playing is manifestly one of geula. I've even suggested in the past, take it for what it's worth, that the Rambam's inversion of matzah and maror, if you look at the Mishnah, it says Pesach, matzah, maror. The Rambam's, you know, Pesach, maror, and then matzah. The maror to matzah might even satisfy the needs of maschil and b'gnos and mesayim and b'shabach, just the heyara, for your consideration. But be that as it may, the Rambam clearly affiliates matzah with geula as far as its role in Tzipor Yetzias Mitzrayim. There's no reason at all that you would have any lechem oni associations at this point. Right? The lechem oni hasn't even happened yet for the Rambam. The lechem oni is darko shel ani beprusa. That is 2 hours from now, depending on, you know, how long your maggid is. So there's just nothing to do with Tzipor Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's a simple view of the Rambam. Okay, let's pause here and take a number of questions. I saw Rami was first, and then we'll throw it over to Noam, and then I just saw Avi pop up as well.
If the Rambam believes that lechem oni, for wherever it ends up happening, that lechem oni is the overarching, not principle, but theme, or chetza, then why is it put under the shalim?
You're talking about the Rambam or the Tur?
The Rambam. He says, "When yaf paros l'toch hashalim."
Right. So that you're taking the paros. You're taking a piece of full piece of matzah. You're breaking it, and then you put the paros into the shalim. So you're handling the paros and the shalim together. Right.
So it's not that the paros is under the shalim.
It's not underneath. I mean, again, for the Rambam, it sounds like, you know, as many people have pointed out, that the matzahs, you know, were like more like lafas are today. You know, that they could be, you know, wrapped. The Rambam isn't. I don't think there's, you know, the impression you get. I don't think it's what you get from the Tur, that you're trying davka to avoid the paros, right? You're creating it at this moment.
Okay, thank you, Abby.
Sure. Okay, Noam was next. And then Noam, Abby, Shimi.
Yeah, I'm just wondering, you know, like, matzah and, like, maror, like, the metaphors both make sense, but, like, what does Pesach, like, what does, like, goat have to do with Hashem, like, skipping over our houses? Besides, like, I guess the name sounds the same, but that's just because it's named after it, so... How does that allude to Hashem being, like, you know, jumping over our houses?
How does what allude to that?
How does the lamb, you know, like, matzah makes sense, like, they didn't have time to bake the bread, and maror is because it's bitter, but, like, how does this korban you're eating have to do with Hashem skipping over?
Right, because the pasuk says, V'ra'isi es ha'dam ufasachti aleichem.
Oh, so that's why? Okay, so.
It's the dam of the Pesach. Okay, Avi, and then Shimi.
I know that the pasuk that I'm quote sort of incriminates any idea that lechem oni could possibly be a din of Tzipor Yetzias Mitzrayim, but right. Could you possibly just sort of like fit the shita of the Sforno into the Rambam and say that any resemblance of the matzah that reflects a geula also has an idea of lechem oni also, a little difficult, but is it possible to say that if you say that the whole purpose of lechem oni is to reflect the geula of the chipazon, could that also then be a din in tzipor even for the Rambam?
Yeah, so you know, there I've thought a lot about whether or not that, you know, the Rambam might have been willing to grant such an assumption. I'm pretty convinced the answer is no, especially based on the Nusach HaGadah of the Rambam, which we'll get to at the very end. But Avi, for the most simply stated reason is that the Rambam doesn't give any indication. You know, just if you just stick to what the Rambam says, there's just no indication that until you get to what we call Yachatz, that lechem oni is playing any role here. Right? In terms of the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim element. Now, what you're saying has merit, maybe at the level of Chafza Shel Matzah, but to then make that leap and say, oh, well, you know, everybody is going to agree that Matzah Shira cannot be used for the Mitzvah, so then therefore we're at the Sforno, I think is too far a leap. Because the Sforno is saying, No, you know, there's this inextricable relationship between the chipazon of Avdos and the chipazon of Geula. I don't see that in the Rambam at all. And I'm not suggesting that you do either. You're just wondering, you know, is that sort of maybe implicit for everybody? I don't think it's so for the Rambam, and I think that the Rambam in the Nusach HaGadah actually gives some evidence that he was trying to avoid any such associations. So more on that in a little bit. Shimi, you were next.
I was going to say that we need two more people for a minion for Mincha, so we should probably daven now before everyone else is already daven Mincha.
Oh, the ship has sailed on that? Okay. You know, the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Yud says, you know, Meisir Asno Mishmoa Torah Gam Tvilaso Toeva. So, you know, the two will appear later on, I'm sure. Okay. The Rav used to like to say that, you know, Talmud Torah is a matir for tefillah. That was his reading of the Gemara in Brachos, right? That, you know, Matzlina Hecha de Garisna. So we don't, you know. But the Rush would support what you just said. Okay. Ayin Sham. The Rambam makes it very clear, of course, as we know, that matzah plays a role in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. We already read the hardcore evidence in Perek Ches, but just to go back to the Rambam's fundamental definition for a second of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, Levi, you were ready to read that? Mitzah Saseh? Oh, sorry, Levi. Oh, no, leave, by all means.
Okay.
That's what we call Chot Tfinas HaMatzos. So you guys are missing a lot on Zoom over here. Leave was Chotef the Rambam from Levi.
The syllables, you know.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was thinking.
The Mitzvah Saseh Shel Torah, L'Safer B'Nisim B'Niflaos, Shenasu L'Avotinu B'Mitzrayim B'Leil Chamisha Asar B'Nisan, Shenemar Zachor Es Yom Hazeh, Asher Yatzasa B'Mitzrayim, Kemo Shenemar Zachor Es Yom HaShabbos. Uminayin, Shebeleil Chamisha Asar Talmud Lomar,
Okay, so the Rambam obviously felt, you know, in the Yadah Chazaka, that Matzah and Maror had a very important role to play in terms of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim with respect to what? With respect to which issue? Shimi?
Wait, what was the question?
That Matzah and Maror have a very important role to play in the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim with respect to which issue? Betzion? Well, that's a given, b'shah sheish matzah and mara munachim lefanecha, that you're going to have matzah and mara on that night.
We have the tamei.
Yeah, that's you know, later on. But the most important role that matzah and mara play in terms of the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is
establishing the date.
That's correct. We have no idea until you have the Bavur Zeh when you're going to do this mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. I don't know. Am I going to do it on Gimel Shvat? Am I going to do it on Vav Sivan? Am I going to do it on Dalet Cheshvan? You know, when am I going to do it? And so the localization of Matzah to Leil Chamisha Asar B'Nisan, of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim to Leil Chamisha Asar B'Nisan is achieved via the Matzah and the Maror. B'Shah Sheish Matzah Maror Munachim Lefanecha. So that already is a very important point. It's not as if the Rambam doesn't think that matzah and maror have something to do with Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. He absolutely does. And it's responsible for the very timing of the mitzvah. In addition to Ben Sion, the fact that Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim Gufa has to include an explanation of the Pesach, matzah, and maror, the fact that we're doresh those, what Chaim calls the Tamei HaMitzvos, you know, maror zeh, matzah zeh, Pesach zeh, that's all true as well. So our diuk is a valid one. If matzah is already playing a very significant role, Boaz, when it comes to Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, right? So our point that lechem oni is not playing a role is extremely significant. If matzah had nothing to do with Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, the shir would not really be valid. Matzah has plenty to do with Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. It tells you the timing of the mitzvah itself. It's an intrinsic part of the mitzvah. Matzah zeh. But nobody can claim, based on evidence, that lechem oni has something to do with Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Adarabba, the Rambam had every opportunity to inject lechem oni into Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, Darko Shalani Beprusa, the tour did. The Rambam chose not to. And in addition to that, what I would suggest is that, if anything, the evidence is to the contrary. The theme that the matzah plays in Perek Zion, because again, lechem oni never appears in Perek Zion. The theme of matzah in Perek Zion, the singular theme, is geula. Matzah al shem shenigalu. Ga'ala miyad, shenamar vayofu es habatzek asher otziyu mitzrayim ugoz matzotz kilo chametz, etc. So the Rambam seems very clear that lechem oni does not play a role in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, whereas matzah itself does. Matzah is important both with respect to establishing the timing and being an intrinsic part of how the mitzvah is fulfilled. We already talked about Derech Sheila Tshuva, Maschilim Gnus, Mesayim B'Shevach, and B'Shah Sheish Matzah Mara Munachim Lefanecha, in the sense of the Talmud Torah aspect, being Doresh, the Ta'amei Mitzvos. And here, there seems to be a deliberate avoidance in Shitas HaRambam of any intrusion of Lechem Oni into the space of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And I use that term deliberately. The Rambam is trying very hard to bifurcate the matzah and its role in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim from matzah and its affiliation and connection with lechem oni. That is a din that appears later on in Perek Ches, specifically in conjunction with mitzvahs achilas matzah. Yeah. Well, what I'm saying is, if matzah played no role at all in the midst of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, it wouldn't be so noteworthy that lechem oni is excluded also. Lechem oni is a modifying term for the matzah. But the fact is that matzah is really important in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's both part of the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, and it establishes when that mitzvah needs to happen. So the fact that lechem oni is carved out, right, is extremely noteworthy. And the fact of the matter is, right, the tour and the vast majority of Rishonim felt that lechem oni was very important with respect to Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Lechem oni, you know, was exactly what you do, Darko Shalani Beprusa, just before you accomplish the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now again, how dominant lechem oni is in the context of Achilas Matzah is a good question. Again, that's part of what we were discussing before, is which matzah did the Rambam, in fact, think that the Berachas HaMitzvah went on. I don't know if it's fully knowable, but it's certainly carved out of the discussion of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So we have truly a frontal machlokes on that topic. Ilan, and then Rami.
If lechem oni is written by Yeshiva Asyamim, and why after the first night can we also use like one matzah and a paruk sor? and say that would also be Lechem Mishnah? Why only on the first night would it apply?
Yeah, it's great. It's a very good question. Unless you go in the direction that the actual Makor, which the Rambam doesn't, but if you would say that like the day in the Gemara, that the mitzvah of achilas matzah is derived from this pasuk. Lo sochalav chamet shivas yamim tochalav matzos lachamoni, and the sheshas yamim is rishus, but, right, if you go in that direction, so whatever lachamoni is can be relegated only to the seder, or to the first night itself. That would be the way around that issue. Rami, go ahead.
Why is the pasuk of the Higadat al-Bencha the most effective source as a proof for the fact that it's Minayin Shabbat Chamisha Asar?
Yeah, the Rambam himself was chozer on that Nakuda. Rav Ilson has a beautiful, beautiful Hayara that if you look at the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos and Kufnan and Zion, the Rambam first had it the other direction. The Rambam first thought Vigad to Levincha tells you that there's a mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, and then Zachar Sayom Hazeh tells you that Afilu Beino Levena Atzmo. And the Rambam recalibrated, this is part of what we're going to discuss on Thursday, but the Rambam then recalibrated his entire theory of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim in light of the Hekesh, Zachar Sayom HaShabbos HaKadcho, and Zachar Sayom HaZeh Asher Yetzias HaMitzrayim. It's not obvious. I don't think it was even obvious to the Rambam, based on the evidence that the Rambam is shifting back and forth on that topic. Or at least shifted once on that topic. And it's not obvious at all. Remember, later on, let me just hammer this point home around me with a different observation. Later on, you tell me, the Rambam quotes Vigad to Levincha in the very next halacha to establish a different point entirely. What's the other thing that the Rambam thinks that Vigad to Levincha tells you? Really important, actually. Because Rambam's saying, oh, Vigad to Levincha Bayom Ahule Mor Bavur Zeh. Right, that tells you the zman of the mitzvah, because I would have had no idea. How do I know that I'm supposed to do it on the 15th? I could do it whenever I want. Right? I don't know, maybe it's like it's a chiras yetzias mitzrayim. Maybe I should do it every day.
The pasuk, I guess.
Yeah, but Vigad to Levincha, Levi, what's the other din that the Rambam uses that same pasuk for? It's not in front of you. I'm just saying you'll know this.
No.
You're right there. The Rambam says, "Mitzvah lehodia lebanim afal pishalo shalu, shenamar vihigad to levincha." Right, that's the Rambam's integration. The Rambam gives a lot of attention to that, of you know, at petachlo from the, you know, the sheno yodei lishol, as it were. So the Rambam says, "Mitzvah lehodia lebanim afal pishalo shalu, shenamar vihigad to levincha." Right, we don't wait for a ki yishalcha vincha. You tell them under any, in all circumstances. Okay, so Vigad to Levincha is actually doing a couple of really important things for the Rambam. Okay, so what we've established so far is that the multiplicity of views regarding the nature of Lechem Oni, is it a din in the Chafta Shel Matzah? Is it a din in the Gavra? Is it a din in Achilas HaMatzah? Is it a din in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? Is it a din in Hachanas HaMatzah? Right, Ish V'Ishto, Ish Masik V'Ishto Ofeh. All of these different possibilities are reflected in a crucial machlokes rishonim. The Tur clearly takes the position that Lechem Oni is a din in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim and goes out of his way to cut Lechem Oni out of the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. He's very concerned about that. As soon as you do yachatz, right, Shimi, we're very careful, you tuck away that broken matzah so that it shouldn't interfere with our mitzvah of Achila, and probably our preservation of Lechem Mishnah in that sense as well. There's still the presence of two shlemos, which, you know, if we're borrowing here a little bit from the Rambam's concern, preserves the basic orientation of a regular Shabbos or Yantif meal. The Tur localized Lechem Oni to Mitzvah Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, Lechem She'onim Alav Zoram Harbe, and cut it out basically of the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. The Rambam had the complete opposite orientation. The theme of Lechem Oni is only introduced at the stage of Achilas Matzah. It has absolutely nothing to do with Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is noteworthy because the matzah is all over the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. It gives, for the Rambam, the very timing of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim b'shash yesh matzah menachon l'fanecha. And as Reb Chaim notes, it's inextricable from the mitzvah, performance of the mitzvah, even with kavanah, of the mitzvah itself. Matzah zo al shuma. And the Rambam's answer to that is clear, right? The geula. It's not the lechem oni theme. And the Rambam had every opportunity to inject lechem oni into Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, and he very, very deliberately chose not to. No, go ahead. But I think that you might be disregarding what the Rambam considers so important. The Rambam, in promoting the Hekesh with Shabbos, you'd have to, you know, give the Rambam a fair hearing on this issue, is, and again, this is, you know, B'Shem Omro, this is what Rilson pointed out. The whole idea of Zachar Yom HaShabbos L'Kodesho is about pointing out that Shabbos is distinct from all the days that come before and after. That's part of the reason that the Rambam thinks that Havdalah is in the Doraisa framework of Zechira Shabbos, right? So, Yamim Shabbayim Lefanav, Yamim Shabbayim La'acharav. It's completely different. It's qualitatively distinct. And that's Gufa, the Rambam's point, in terms of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. L'saper benisa v'niflos, shenasu labosenu, b'leil chamisha asar benisa. Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is not, you know, some amorphous topic. Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is discussing the miracles that occurred on the night of the 15th of Nisan. Now, I don't know when I should do that. So basically, that's the point. I'm saying this night was totally different than every other night in human history. It's what we call the Leil Shimurim. Right? God was Chishev HaSakeitz. God singled out this night. He waited for this night. This night was the night on which everything was going to be different. Just like Shabbos is fundamentally different, qualitatively unique. And in that regard, it seems like a very good makor. Now, what I still wouldn't know is when I should do that. That's what Vigato Levincha tells me. I could have said the night of 15th is really special. There's something nice about doing it on the 15th of Nisan, but I don't know that I have to do it on the 15th of Nisan until somebody tells me, B'shashi Shematzu Maru Menachem Mufanecha. I could have done it on the 15th of Iyar or the 15th of Cheshvan. Absolutely. Well, no, you can't, but I don't know that you can apply every single din. I mean, look, that's what Shammai was saying that whole time, right? That Shammai's way of doing Kavod Shabbos was, right, not saying, you know, Baruch Hashem, Yom Yom Yama Uslanu, but rather, right, like the Gemara Beitza, right, saying, let this one be for Shabbos, let that one be for Shabbos. I don't think it's impossible at all. Okay, excellent. So, along those lines, by the way, this is a point that I was going to make before, but it's worth interjecting now. The fact that the Rambam has in the Yad such a narrow definition of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is to tell the stories of the miracle of the 15th, L'saper benisim leflos shenasu l'vaseinu b'leil chamisha asar benisan, so that is the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. On the night of the 15th of Nisan, we were liberated. We went from being slaves to free people. Fine. So if you want to ask yourself the following question, what association does matzah have in that context, Noam? What's your answer?
Maybe that, I'm not sure. What jumps my mind right now is that, like, you're traveling and it still didn't rise, but I don't know if that's actually, like...
But, wait one second. On the night of the 15th of Nisan, what kind of, I mean, that was the night of their redemption, and they had the shimmy?
The matzah then were the ones that Hashem had told them to bake.
Right. For purposes of...
With the Pesach.
Yeah, with the Korban Pesach. The association is probably one of Geula. I mean, if you're taking this really narrow focus, right, and you're just zooming in on Leil Chamisha Asar B'Nisan, right, the more likely it is to take the, you know, the matzah Shel Geula perspective. So again, that gets back to Avi's Heyara from before, where Avi was saying, you know, is it possible that somehow implicit in all of this is Shita Sasforno, V'hanu Uksim, Atzim Leimor, Kaludz Masechem Dvar Yom Biyomo, I don't see it for the Rambam. Okay. So, what we're going to try to establish going forward, I kind of ran out of time for today, but are two different approaches to understanding the role of lechemoni, of darko shel ani b'paros. One of them is kind of a din klali, the Rav's approach, which has to do with hilchos brachos in general. And then I'd like to try to present an alternative, which is very much a din prati, lechem oni, as it exists specifically regarding matzah, tochal alav matzos lechem oni. And the Rambam's utilization of lechem oni in the chavtza shel matzah. That's the one piece that I've been holding off of. Right. In terms of Leil Chamisha Asar B'Nisan, that night itself, I think we've clearly demonstrated that it's a din in achila as opposed to sipur. Question is, at the level of the chavtza shel matzah, what role does lechem oni play? And there we still have to go back to the issues of Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Rabbi Akiva, matzah Shira, and some others, to get, I think, a more holistic picture in terms of what matzah represents. And then we'll conclude by a very fascinating Heyara from the Rambam on the Nusach HaGada, which I think will help us round out the picture. So that's where we're going to go. Tomorrow, we're going to move through the sheet of the Rav, as well through the alternative perspective that I hope to present. Okay, Ilan, back to you.